the good energy doctor and the Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I'm Dr. Hannah Klein, and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good, happy, and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of you that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality that you might live in, where there is never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger for the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Life is a gift. Live it. I always talk about how to become a happier person, to lift that vibration to a good place. And some people use affirmations. That means they're saying to themselves, I am good, I am wealthy, I am beautiful, I am skinny, any of those things in order to kind of help themselves to get to that place. But you would notice that affirmations do not really work, even if you say them over and over, because you have to feel it, you have to believe it, you have to know it. So how do you get to that place? How do you feel healthy when you're not? How do you feel wealthy when you're not? It's all about focusing on what works. So for myself, for example, I had a slip disc a few years ago and my back was really out. But that is healed. I am completely healed and have no problems at all with my back. So if I want, I can focus all my attention on the absolute miracle that my back is in such a good state. There might be other things that hurt here and there, or not feeling 100%. But if I start thinking and focusing my mind on what really works, I feel so good about my health, and I feel so full of possibilities. My back could heal such a severe blow. Well, anything can heal then. So staying with what works, and even if it's just a small fraction, even if you are very, very ill, you can find something that works well. And try to focus on that. And I really recommend that. And when it comes to money, you know, it's, if you feel like I'm broke, you say to yourself, I look at my bank account, I have nothing there. I'm broke. Now, you have defined yourself as broke, as somebody with nothing, no money. The same person can instead say, at this moment, I have no money in my bank account, but it's nothing that defines you. You see the incredible difference. For that person, money can come in anytime. There could be all kinds of other ways for money to come to them than defining themselves as I am broke. Because what that really means is that magnet of yours, that those feelings of yours that walk around and send out signals to the rest of the world, is sending out signals saying, I'm broke. Well, this is an emptiness here. How can you possibly fill that? how we feel and what we think is really what the rest of the world is receiving from us, and our whole body is filled with it. And that's what I really want to teach through this podcast. And I hope we will have interactions with each other where we learn and have questions about various aspects of this. If you have a peace in your world that works well right now, you have a really good relationship with even just one of your children. So stay with that feeling, stay with that joy, stay with that flow, and it will spread to your other children. It will spread to your other relationships with your spouse, with your parents, with other relatives, with your neighbors, because you are feeling good. Stay with a good feeling. And whenever something scary comes up, something upsetting comes up, something like, my bank account is empty and I still have to pay for my electricity, otherwise they're going to cut off the electricity. That is a serious problem. If you take that up and think about it all through the day, you know what happens? Your energy goes down to very low. And by the time you come to the end of the day, you feel a kind of a panic of how can I solve this problem? Because you've been thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking of the same thing. You've been revolving. You have rotated around. You have gone nowhere but around and around and around about the same problem. You have to stop that. Instead, whenever the thought comes up, I have to pay this bill, you say, you park it. I'm going to deal with that in the evening, 8 o'clock. And any other thoughts like that, that are not nice, something you need to really deal with, you move it away and say, I will deal with it during action hour in the evening. And you do not let yourself think about it, worry about it, be concerned about it all day long. I think that's what most of us are doing all the time. So it will take some time to get out of that bad habit. But then when 8 o'clock comes, you sit down and you say, okay, I have an electricity bill I have to pay. And you think about who can lend you money, what can you do to earn some money, whatever it is, you spend that time. You know, sometimes if you manage to stay in that really good place, the electricity company will send you a new bill and say, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. The other one was, you know, much too high, and here's a new bill. You never know. You never know what can happen. Stay in that place that whatever is in front of us is just a challenge, and there is always a solution for everything. Good luck. I want you to think that you can do something today to change your life for the better. It's about lifting your vibration to a higher vibration where joy and love and gratitude live. And try to implement it in your life. So take some of these thoughts and advice that I have given you today and practice.